You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. You got the parade that we were talking about. If you just tuned in, starts at 10. Union Station.
Get going.
Down. I'm sorry, what?
Like, get going. If you're going to it, get down there.
Yeah. It'll go down 17th and Broadway, end up at Civic Center about noon. All the speeches, all the players, people yelling, Denver!
I hope they have confetti cannons.
Anyway, look, there's nothing else to say. It's a big parade. It's a big celebration. Denver celebrates today, and Denver should. So go out and enjoy. Bring some sort of little rain poncho just in case. They don't know if you're going to get rained on or not, but it is a possibility, just so you know. And what did you say that they are encouraging people to not bring umbrellas? Right?
There's a whole list of things that you cannot bring down today. Just do a quick search online. I might post it on our Facebook in a little bit, but it's a whole list of things. I don't think you can even bring folding chairs to sit.
Yeah,
you got to stand.
I thought I saw something about the chairs yesterday. Is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think
just people trip over them.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
What else is going on in trending? In an effort to avoid a strike by their drivers, UPS has at least agreed to finally install air conditioning in some of their trucks.
Oh, geez, about time.
Yeah, they say that the temperature back in the back when those men and women driving UPS trucks go in the back to your packages, they say it can be like over 100 degrees back there.
What's that doing to your packages?
That's what I wonder.
You know?
So they're thinking about installing fans just for the packages, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, anyway, so that's going on. What else is going on? Due to the various boycotts going on, Bud Light is no longer America's top-selling beer. The number one beer in America now, this surprises me, is Modelo out of Mexico. So Modelo is the number one selling beer in America. I never would have guessed that.
No, not in 100 guesses.
people who are all smug about, hey, our boycott had an effect. Well, get a load of this. Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, they are the parent company of Modelo. So
That people are all like, I'm making a switch. Well, do your research if you were really, you know, voting with your money, essentially.
Funny to me.
There's an umbrella company.
Hey, I'll show you. Well, you just took the money out of their left pocket and you put it in their right pocket.
Right. They have a bunch of brands, you guys.
I think boycotts are dumb anyway most of the time, so... speaking of money, how much does it take for you to consider yourself rich? What would you say, Jer? If I said, what kind of money do you need before you think you're rich?
$5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, let's go big. $5 million.
Whoa. They say this includes everything. All the cash you've got, all your property, your cars.
This is your net worth. Assets minus liabilities.
It is your net worth.
Yeah.
And just before the pandemic, people said it was $2.6 million. That's what you needed to be rich. It's actually come down. Now Americans think you need $2.2 million in total assets to feel wealthy.
All right. Okay.
This could be a bigger discussion on our show because they asked people some other questions, too, about, you know, the things that make you feel wealthy other than money and assets.
I think there's a difference, too, between, like, feeling wealthy and being rich. I think that's where my $5 million came in, that I am rich at $5 million. I can go out and buy whatever I want and not worry about anything. $5 million. Because I would think that at that point, it's probably more cash assets than home and cars, maybe. I don't know. Huh.
I don't know. The funny thing is it doesn't really matter how much money you've got. The more you have, the more you spend. And that's why people feel like they're like, oh, all I need is a raise. And they get the raise and they're farther in the hole because it's just human nature. You make more money, you spend more money.
True that.
Generalization. There are exceptions, but that's generally the way it goes. Do you feel like time is passing by quickly or slowly? Well, we all, it seems like, feel like time is flying by. Oh, my God, it's June already. But there's 1% of people who say life is passing by very slowly. Who are these people? Who are they?
Who are they? Yeah.
They say you tend to skew younger when you feel that way. So I guess if you're 18, maybe it feels like your life is passing slowly.
Probably.
Kids, I can't wait to get out of the house, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my driver's license, you know, if you're 15, 16.
Pretty interesting news for cancer research. They think that just being active, like walking for 30 minutes a day or practicing yoga, can not only help reduce fatigue in cancer patients, but they think it might cut the risk of the cancer spreading or coming back if you're in remission. So once again, even more research about exercise. How about we are a physical machine and we need to work it out. But this could be really good news for cancer patients.
Get out and move every day, man. I try to do at least, if I'm in a pinch, I'm doing 30 minutes at the bottom end every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to the gym, it's an hour, hour and a half every day. Mm-hmm. Just feel better about yourself.
And before I turn it over to you, just to make people feel old, people have been around and who know who this person is. Doogie Howser turns 50 today.
The Dukester.
Neil Patrick Harris is 50.
Dang.
That's just strange, isn't it?
It is strange. Strange.
Man. What else is trending?
Well, new survey out this morning. This one's kind of silly. They went out and asked a bunch of people, what's the most satisfying food sound? And they came up with a top 10 list. I'll play you the first, the one that came in at number one here in a second.
Do I have to identify this sound?
Yeah. Butter being spread on toast came in on the list. I mean, we can all hear that, right? The snapping of a chocolate bar. Ooh.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
I like number 8, popcorn popping. I do like that if I hear that in the microwave going at it. And then rustling a sack of potato chips or a bag of potato chips is a good sound. But here's what came in at number 1. See if you can identify it.
It sounds like a rainstorm. But it's
It is kind of hard. It's bacon. Sizzling bacon in. Sizzle me some bacon. Oh. It's very zen, isn't it? You can listen to that while you fall asleep at night.
I'll tell you what. The combination of that sound and then the aroma that wafts through the house.
Undeniable. Yeah. I really like the sound of maybe that's a
tip for realtors, because they always are like, hey, bake some bread, bake some chocolate chip cookies. Maybe you just need to get a little spritzer of bacon smell and squirt it around your house.
I do like the sound of mac and cheese being stirred as well. That's big in the ASMR community, where you can just listen to mac and cheese being stirred and you get like all goosebumpy. Mm-hmm. Here's your crap on celebrities. Kevin Costner, his divorce does not seem to be going very smooth. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, they say in the prenup with Christine Baumgartner, his wife, she had 30 days to move out of the house after the divorce was final. I guess they filed. Well, she filed on May 1st when she's still on the property, reportedly. She's not leaving. She wants him to agree to various financial demands before she gets out of the house. And here's the big thing. They say Costner has gone above and beyond with the prenup specified. And he said, I'm going to give you an additional $1 million just to get out of the house. So he's offering up $1 million for her to leave. That's not too shabby.
No, but this one's turning pretty ugly, isn't it?
So. It really is, I know. I don't really know the backstory with those two, but yeah, this from the surface here, it looks pretty darn ugly. What else is going on? Poor Shannon Doherty. She shared another video on Instagram on Wednesday documenting her battle with cancer. Last week, she revealed that her stage 4 breast cancer had spread to her brain, Dom. So this is not good. No. So she's sharing her little journey on Instagram. She's going in for some more surgeries and stuff. And that is crazy scary and crazy sad for Shannon Doherty. I mean, growing up watching 90210, this is very, very sad stuff. What else is going on? I don't want to tell you that. Okay, this is some big news for your mom. Check fraud has been on the rise since the pandemic, with stimulus checks becoming the major targets for scammers. But it sounds like they've had some very sophisticated schemes when it comes to stealing checks out of the mail and either cashing them or writing bigger amounts and stealing money from you. Essentially, this story is saying that you should not be sending and receiving checks in the mail at all. And I will tell you right now that I don't send any checks through the mail. I think my mom and grandma are the only ones that do that.
I just grabbed my checkbook.
Yeah? Did you see the last time you wrote one?
Yeah, I want to see who I am writing checks to.
Reports of check fraud are up like close to 700,000 reports of it, I guess, last year, which is a pretty substantial number. flipping through. Get your Excel bill.
Since the beginning of the year, so almost 6 months, I have written 6 checks.
Yeah.
The septic cleaning system. Three of them are to the maid service that comes.
Oh, don't they do like a Apple Pay or anything like that? Or Venmo?
They ask for a check. I just give
really?
Them a check.
I feel like anymore, you just, hey, Venmo me.
So they do that. And then the animal licensing company, there's a thing where if you get your cat spayed or neutered,
uh-huh.
They now, where I live, you have to register that with the state for $10.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah. It's not like that in Colorado, but you have to register it with the state. So that's one of my 6 checks.
Why?
Was to register him getting his you-know-what cut off.
Why?
Just another way
why?
To rape you for money from the government.
That's silly. I wouldn't have given them any money.
$10. I was like, all right.
Jeez, Alou. Speaking of animals, this story is kind of crazy out this morning. Historically, it's been known that dogs can decrease, you know, like mental illness and asthma and health effects with kids. It's like if you have small kids, you should get a dog because it helps build their immune system. Well, now okay. There's a new survey out this morning from 21,000 pet owners finding that if you have a bunch of kids in the house, it's actually bad on the dogs. It had a detrimental impact on the dogs because you're more focused on your kids. The dogs get left behind. You're not taking them to their checkups. The kids are feeding the dog a bunch of crappy food all the time. And they're saying houses with a lot of kids and dogs, the dogs are having a hard time. They're sick all the time. So you're getting a negative outcome there with the pet.
That's hilarious.
We're going to get a dog because it's good for the kids, but it turns out it's bad for the dog. So it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of goofy. All right, let's go ahead and jump to clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a funny birthday invite. They're calling it the Brutally Honest Birthday Invite. I will tell you how it starts. Let's see, the kid's name. So, like, Evan, you're invited to insert child's name here. The 5th birthday party. This event is brought to you by Pinterest Fails and the Dollar Store. So please set your expectations appropriately. That's how it starts.
That's good for them.
The rest of the invitation is pretty funny. So find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.